Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Scottsdale, Arizona.
Today is Jack Thursday, and I'd rather be dead in Arizona than alive in California.
That was from The Banana Stand, the Arrested Development. Yep. I love that show. Such a good show.
Before we get into it, actually, it was in reverse, though, on the show.
Okay. Rather be dead in California than alive in Arizona? Yeah, okay, I got it.
Huh. Like a lot of states, we're adjacent and we're not big fans of each other. Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And if you're already a member, Land Academy member, join us on Discord.
I actually have something funny to share about that real quick. I talked to an insurance guy today, our former insurance guy in California. He informed me that he recently got his like certification or license, whatever, for all the states all his people are moving to out of California. He says, I've got Nevada, I've got Arizona,
Texas,
I've got Texas.
Florida.
Exactly. He's like rattling them off. He's like, so I can help you in Arizona now. And I'm like, oh, this is funny. I didn't know that. He's like, yeah, because all my clients were leaving. So anyway, Ty wrote, I am new and working through the steps, so take this with a grain of salt. I hired a full-time customer service specialist off online jobs.
Onlinejobs.ph for the Philippines.
Okay, interesting. I made sure to include data specialist in the post, and I got about 20 resumes. In my post, I requested a video introduction, which I understand can limit replies, but I thought it important to find someone outgoing and personal.
Outstanding.
Took the best five and did one-on-one interviews. Hired the best of those for a one-week working interview. Made Jason, team member number one, an offer today, and he accepted. I am stoked at the level of communication, knowledge of data systems, ability to handle tasks without hand-holding, and overall professionalism. Zero accent, by the way. I could not be happier, but it's only been a week. He'll be working my time zone, too, by the way. Important, since I want him to answer all incoming calls and data collection. This is huge.
It's the best news ever.
Wow.
And I can tell, Ty, how you're writing this, and I can just tell how successful you're going to be at this.
Wow. That's so good.
I'm really happy for you. And I think we've had nothing but positive experiences with the Philippines in general.
That's really good.
We have a lot of people working for us in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And they all report to our department heads here in the States. Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
Today's topic, it's Jack Thursday, and I'd rather be dead in Arizona than alive in California. This is why you're listening.
All right, so you turn that all around. Why?
What's the problem with California? Really, I ask myself this all the time, and I'll start off by saying this very positively. It's a shame what's happened to California. It's a shame what's happened to Detroit. So I grew up in Detroit, and I watched it deteriorate to nothing. And it's sad to the point where I had to leave. I watched Los Angeles, this exact same thing happened in Los Angeles. It deteriorated to the point where I had to leave. And it's sad because it's gorgeous. Michigan's gorgeous. California's amazing. It's an amazing place. Probably the nicest, arguably the nicest weather in the entire world is Southern California.
I'm staying quiet over here. As you can see, I'm sitting on my hands.
For what reason, Los Angeles in particular, and Detroit want to make it everything so hard and complicated, I will never understand. It is not possible to have a business as a newcomer and live a healthy, profitable, happy life in Los Angeles. If you inherited a house that your parents owned or your relatives owned prior to 1976, and it's all Prop 13, you don't have to pay real estate taxes like the rest of us.
You pay taxes, but it's...
Who does that benefit?
It's much lower. Look it up. It's interesting. Yeah.
It doesn't benefit me. And we're the ones who are bringing all the money to the state, people like us.
You know what's interesting? Can we talk about this now?
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that. Like, your points are not incorrect. I was born and raised there. I still love it terribly. And
I love it terribly too.
Yes.
I can't do business there.
They do make it hard, which is true. And I'm like, God, why is this so hard? You got to jump through these hoops, jump through that hoops. And the fact that people don't believe this, but let me tell you, it's true. They go door to door in office buildings to see who's there, to make sure you're on their list and they're getting money
taxed
from you. And, you know, you have all the right, whatever they want. It's really crazy.
We filed our last tax return in California this year.
I kind of wasn't done with my story.
Oh, sorry. Oh, go ahead.
So my point was, they, you know, it's interesting how much they, like, they're the only state that I know of that they have the staff that they have to go after and track down people and collect the money and make sure every square inch is accounted for. And I was thinking, why are they that way? And I wonder, honestly, if the taxes that they're not getting from Prop 13 has something to do with that. Because, hold, just let me finish. Because I agree, you know, where we were living in Hermosa Beach, there was a large percentage of people all around South Bay that were there for years and decades. You know, they got their mom and dad's house. Mom and dad are still alive. You know, this, you know, they would, our neighbors would tell us, we rent this house in the summer for 1 week, $6,000, you know, and she's like, I can't believe it. And guess what our taxes are for the whole year? $6,000. I'm like, sheesh. You know, so everything else
ours
is gravy.
Were 60.
You know, so anyway, the my point is, there's a huge imbalance, and I know that people can't afford for it to revert, you know, what it would be right now today.
Well, I know.
Hold on a moment.
Take the prop through. Go ahead, Joe.
And it was sad as they started to do the. They tried to undo Prop 13 last fall, while we were still there. And starting with commercial properties, it didn't pass.
Didn't pass.
I thought it was going to pass. I really did. I thought that was really interesting that people would say, you know what, they can afford to do it, you know. But that didn't pass either. So I do see that's a discrepancy. I don't know. I think like they've gotten into this sad way of doing business and everybody's used to it, and it stinks. It is true. So many things there take so many extra forms, so many more steps. The process is horrible. So the beautiful thing is when you are in another state, like Texas, Arizona, you know, there's places like, this is all you need. Yep, you're done. Have a nice day. What do you mean I don't have to do all this extra stuff? Well, they're like, no, you're good. Here's your license. You're good to go. Wow, this is great. So.
That's the problem with property taxes. That's a tiny little chip in the whole iceberg of the real problem with Los Angeles specifically.
People
the real
are used
problem
to
with
it.
LA is the people.
I don't think people really want to
the
walk
problem,
around trying to make hard life
the real
hard for
problem
each other.
With Detroit is the people. They've made it this way. They continually, systemically hire people to represent them at the state and the local level that are complete idiots and don't care about the actual well-being of the state from a financial standpoint and every other way. They're inept. They care about the lowest common denominator for some reason. And when has the lowest common denominator of anything worked out?
I'm a fan of giving everyone...
I'm not even close to being done on this topic.
Okay, you're good. All right, no, that's fine.
And what makes it worse, Detroit does not have this problem. What makes it worse is if you talk to somebody in Los Angeles who grew up there, Jill's from Orange County, so I can say this.
Oh.
They believe that it's the center of the universe. Why would you ever leave here? Are you kidding me? This is it. This is the greatest place there ever was. No, it's not. It's not at all. No one helps anybody. No one's nice. Everybody walks straight out into the middle of the street, expecting everyone to stop according to where they're walking. And that's just the culture there. I don't want any part of that.
I'm not saying anything. I'm sitting on my hands again.
Yeah, I choose to live in a place where we all help each other and we take personal responsibility for ourselves and our well-being and our families and not blame somebody else for anything that's good or bad.
Tell me when I can
That's
talk.
It.
You can find good and bad people everywhere. That's a fact. But I do have to say this. I agree with you on part of the... This is a really going to be a... People are going to love this show or hate this show. Hope you're fast-forwarding this right now. But I do agree with that. You know, the fact that... I was going to say was I believe in giving everyone the benefit of the doubt until they prove me wrong. for example, our governor. I went in, not my former governor in California. I went in with good high hopes until he not only was he lying, he was caught lying and doing things like that. And going against the do as I say, not as I do kind of thing. With the whole COVID and all kinds of other things. I'm like, and now you blew it with me.
Nobody's accountable.
Then I have one more.
He destroyed San Francisco.
I'm not done.
As the mayor.
I'm not done. The second one is the ding dong in LA County who decided that all these minor offenses we're not even gonna charge people of. That was like
representing the lowest common denominator.
Like, hey, if it's under $1,000, we're not even gonna do anything. Steal away. What the heck? There's so many other wrongdoings people can do that no one's gonna be held accountable for. I'm like, oh, it's bad.
Wow, Jack, I thought this show was supposed to be about land.
Yeah, what is this about?
Here's the problem.
Huh?
Jill and I did a ton of real estate deals in California, past tense.
And LA County.
Past tense. And they tax us now on the exit. The entire state. Just like Canada.
That's a good point.
All the real estate values are going down, just like they do in Detroit. And I expect and predict that eventually you'll be able to buy a house in Los Angeles for $5,000 or $6,000, like off the MLS, like you can in Detroit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. I don't believe that, but okay. I don't think that will happen. It'll be interesting to see. But anyway, you know, I like the big...
If you Google how many people have left the state of California last year since COVID, actually, everything was fine until COVID.
That's true.
Everything was fine.
We could handle it. It was pretty much, there was enough positive and mm-hmm. good people. You know, people didn't flip their lids like they did. So, I get it. But I guess my point is, it's good to understand what's going on in these other areas so you know what you're getting into.
That's right.
As a land buyer.
That's exactly right.
You need to understand their mindset. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm a fan too. Sometimes we have very unique specific mailers we'll do in certain areas. Like, you know what? I wanna maybe not answer the phone, but I'm gonna listen to some of those calls when they come in because you tell us a lot about the community, how smart they are, what they know about their properties, just how they roll. Are they easy to deal with? Do I want to do deals there? Because there's plenty of states, not California, by the way, that I'm not a fan of doing deals with. The community's they're not real receptive, and I'm good. And or the state's kind of doesn't have their act together for different things, and that's okay. You'll learn. Are you done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow is Jill Friday, and she's going to talk about showing up for work.
And I promise it will not be a rant.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Yeah.
I promise that the numbers on Jill Friday will be lower than the numbers on Jack Thursday.
All right.
They want the rant.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna go with you on that. I think that's
you control funny. Clubhouse though, so
it's okay.
It's in the end, we all benefit.
It's okay. You got it. Hey, by the way, please be sure you check out our YouTube channel. If you like what you're seeing and like what you're hearing, please check out YouTube. Hit the subscribe button and please be sure to comment on the shows that you love. We're Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.